O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
To
of death, you brought your people to new birth. By raising your Son to life in triumph, through him dark death has been destroyed, and raging life is everywhere restored. As you call us out of darkness into his marvelous light, may our lives reflect his glory and our lips repeat the endless song. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be
that this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 105. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. O give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises, and tell of all his marvelous works. Rejoice in the praise of his holy name. Let the hearts of them rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember the marvels he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, O children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has always been mindful of his covenant, the promise that he made for a thousand generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath that he swore to Isaac, which he established as a statute for Jacob, an everlasting covenant for Israel, saying, "To you will I give the land of Canaan, to be the portion of your inheritance." When they were but few in number, of little account, and sojourners in the land, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He suffered no one to do them wrong, and rebuked even kings for their sake, saying, "Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm." Then he called down famine over the land, and broke every staff of bread. But he had sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They shackled his feet with fetters. His neck was ringed with iron, until all he foretold came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of peoples set him free. He appointed him lord of his household and ruler of all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he willed, and to teach his counselors wisdom. Then Israel came into Egypt. Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And the Lord made his people exceedingly fruitful. He made them too many for their adversaries, whose heart he turned, so that they hated his people, and dealt craftily with his servants. Then sent he Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. He showed his signs through their word, and his wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness, and it grew dark. Yet they did not heed his words. He turned their waters into blood and slew all their fish. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in their king's chambers. He spoke the word, and there came clouds of flies, swarms of gnats within all their borders. He gave them hailstones for rain, and flames of lightning in their land. He blasted their vines and their fig trees, and shattered trees across their country. He spoke the word, and the grasshoppers came, and young locusts without number. They ate every plant in their land, and devoured the fruit of their soil. He smote all the firstborn in their land, the first fruits of all their strength. Then he brought them out with silver and gold. There was not one among their tribes that stumbled. Egypt was glad at their departing, for a dread of them had fallen upon them. He spread out a cloud for a covering, and a fire to light up the night. They asked, and he brought them quails. He satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out and ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy word and Abraham, his servant. So he brought forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with singing. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they took possession of the fruit of their toil, that they might keep his statutes and faithfully observe his laws. Alleluia. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Let us pray. God of our earthly pilgrimage, feed your Easter people with the bread of heaven, that we may hunger and thirst for righteousness until we reach our promised land, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the prophet Ezekiel, beginning at chapter 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live." I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, "Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord."
God raised Christ from the dead, the Lamb without spot or stain. Alleluia. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. You were ransomed from the futile ways of your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without spot or stain. Through him you have confidence in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. God raised Christ from the dead, the Lamb without spot or stain. Alleluia.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, beginning at chapter 24, verse 13. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place." Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find the body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread.
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. He has become my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation.
The Lord is next to us.
Let us pray to the Father. This evening, as on every evening, we are urged to pray for peace and to pray for those individuals who are on our hearts and minds and for their needs. During this season of Easter, we are asked to pray for the people of God, that they may proclaim the risen Lord, for God's creation, that the peoples of the earth may meet their responsibility to care, for those in despair and darkness, that they may find the hope and light of Christ, for those in fear of death, that they may find faith through the resurrection, for prisoners and captives. To Christ, the Lamb who was slain, and who now lives in the glory of the Father, let us lift our voices in praise, saying, Risen Lord, we bless you. Alleluia. Lord Jesus, you are the Amen, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead. Risen Lord, we bless you. Alleluia. You are Alpha and Omega, the one who is and was and who is to come. Risen Lord, we bless you. Alleluia. You search into the thoughts and affections of all people. Risen Lord, we bless you. Alleluia. You reprove and chasten those whom you love. Risen Lord, we bless you. Alleluia. You open the eyes of the blind and set the prisoners free. Risen Lord, we bless you. Alleluia. In your paschal victory, you have proclaimed the coming of the kingdom. Risen Lord, we bless you. Alleluia. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honor, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Let us bless the Lord. Hallelujah.